I don't want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim fram sauce with the os and fade, with shafafa on the side. Shoot do de do ya do do.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is aioli. What do you do with a word like aioli the first time you see it in print? If you don't grow up first in languages containing umlauts, it's confusing for sure. Maybe I resisted learning much more until I started cooking and I discovered how good a word with an umlaut could taste. The first time I made an aioli, I was in Key West, not sunny Provence, from whence she likely shone first. But the sun connected us through the gypsy medium of garlic. I was working at a little restaurant called The Port of Call. There, in the port town of Key West, I was making my first wave of seafood soups following the recipes of Fernand Point, Escoffier, Carême, and an upstart French-born gent, but now living in America, and doing very well, named Jacques Pepin. The soups had names that included bouillabaisse, cotriade, bourride, and the like. Bouillabaisse actually calls for aioli's cousin, Rui, but the bourride and the cotriade were meant to dance with aioli. I bought a cookbook by the great Richard Olney and followed his simple but firm instructions to the letter. That led me to buy my first mortar and pestle. Then I got to work until I mastered that lusty sauce. Aioli is the conjoining of two words, I, meaning garlic, and oli, representing the olive oil. Egg yolks and a splash of lemon juice complete this sauce, along with fresh squeezed lemon, salt, and a twist or three of pepper. My most cherished experience with the sauce christened aioli came at the home of Lulu Perrault in the town of Bandol in France, also a port town, halfway between Marseille and Toulon. There, at her vineyard home, the famous octogenarian, who was the muse to folks like Richard Olney and the venerated American proprietor of Chez Panisse restaurant in Berkeley, California, Alice Waters. Lulu, as she insisted we call her, served us a simple seafood soup, much like a bouillabaisse, with a small bowl of aioli on the side for each of us. We drank the wines her family made, Domaine Tompier. She sat next to me and flirted, I think. I was temporarily speechless as I beheld the amazing day God was granting me in France, with Lulu and all of us so charmed by her, by Provence. Marcel Boulestan said, "It is not really an exaggeration to say that peace and happiness begin geographically where garlic is used in cooking. If a little garlic makes you happy, aioli will have you on the way to delirious, my friends. And speaking of friends, collect only those who love garlic. Who needs the reproach of those whose senses are uncharged by the magic of garlic?" With aioli, we enter a land that the writer John Lanchester describes as one that evokes a widening of life's sensuous possibilities, the addition of an extra few notes at either end of one's emotional keyboard, a set of new stops on the church organ of the psyche, an expansion of every cell of one's sensory paraphernalia, a new rapprochement between body, mind, and spirit, that land, which is also an idea, a medium, a métier, a program, an education, a philosophy, a cuisine, a word, Provence. Wow, I like a person who gets into it. We cannot deny that Provence is the birthplace of aioli, but it travels well. Bring on the aioli and get in a garlicky good mood. Lulu would want it so. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.